And this is All Things Considered. I'm Jamie Floyd. President-elect Donald Trump has tapped his former rival for the presidency, the neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson, to be the next Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Carson had expressed some reservation about his experience to run a vast government agency with $47 billion for its budget, but he has since accepted the nomination. Nearly 500,000 New Yorkers live in public housing, making this a critical cabinet position for the city. To help us unpack how Ben Carson and the Trump administration may affect housing in our region, I'm joined by WMYC Cindy Rodriguez and Janet Babin. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Jamie.
All right, Cindy, let's start with you. Tell us what HUD's role is in New York City.
Well, Jamie, as you mentioned in your introduction, close to half a million New Yorkers live in public housing. So HUD's first role is to regulate and fund the 328 public housing developments where these people reside. So more than 75% of the New York City Housing Authority's funding comes from HUD. This year, that meant $1.2 billion in federal funding for HUD. Now, HUD also funds Section 8 housing subsidies for more than 200,000 people. Now, these are housing vouchers that people can use in the private market. Both public housing and Section 8 are seen as underfunded housing programs. Public housing developments, for instance, across the system, you know, suffer from leaky roofs, mold infestations, crumbling facades, and more. And NYCHA says it would take $17 billion to fix buildings and make them whole again. And there's also large waiting lists for Section 8. 147,000 families are in line for a housing voucher. And it's the only permanent housing subsidy for very low-income families in the city. So I think housing advocates and affordable housing developers are waiting to see whether even these funding levels will be maintained under a Trump administration. On top of that, HUD provides the city with what are known as community development block grants, and those pay for everything from the operation of senior centers, for instance, to housing code enforcement and emergency repairs that the city makes when a landlord fails to fix something fast enough.
And Cindy, what do we know about Ben Carson's views of subsidized housing?
Well, Jamie, there's very little to judge him by so far. There's an op-ed he wrote for The Washington Times in July of 2015 in which he was criticizing the Obama administration for withholding funds from communities that have failed to what's called further fair housing in Westchester County. This meant penalizing the county for zoning rules that kept affordable housing from being built in more affluent white neighborhoods. Carson compared the Obama administration's attempt to enforce fair housing laws to busing. He wrote, quote, that brilliant social experiment that was to usher in a new era of racial utopia. In that same article, he also calls redlining restrictive covenants and restrictive access to capital. He also calls those attempts at social engineering. So we also know from his friend and advisor Armstrong Williams that Dr. Carson grew up poor and lived in subsidized housing himself. Mm-hmm. And Williams believes this experience will be valuable as he steps into this role of housing secretary.
Now Janet, how often are new apartment buildings for middle and low income New Yorkers? How often do they rely on assistance from HUD? Could Carson's appointment actually affect multifamily housing in New York City?
Well, Jamie, a Trump administration with Carson at HUD and Steve Mnuchin, who's been named as Secretary of the Treasury, is widely expected to cut the corporate tax rate. And if that happens, it could affect these financial instruments that provide most of the development of affordable rental housing we see in New York City. It's called the Low Income Housing Tax Credit, or LIHTC, and these are tax incentives that end up financing low income housing. Investors can claim these as credits and get deductions from them on their tax returns. So now, if the corporate tax rate goes down, then corporations don't need these low income tax credits as much, and then there'd be less incentive for them to buy them and therefore potentially less affordable housing. Plus, Jamie, some big multifamily projects in New York City and around the country that serve moderate-income families do rely on mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to resell those mortgage loans that the banks make to them and federally guarantee those loans. So the Trump administration, through its pick for Treasury, has said it wants to possibly privatize Fannie and Freddie. And that would likely take the government guarantee out of the mortgages they resell. And without that government guarantee, the mortgage rates could go up and housing prices could go down, causing big problems. Plus, Fannie and Freddie have a mandate to provide mortgages to low and middle income families. It's part of their mission. And if you privatize them, that mandate could disappear, and there might even be less of a commitment to the 30-year fixed rate mortgage most of us rely on.
These federal programs, are they the same ones that Trump's father used when he built his rental empire here in our area?
Kind of. I mean, Fred Trump made his money building and managing middle income housing in Brooklyn and Queens, and he built most of it with FHA, Federal Housing Administration loans made to real estate developers to help them build affordable. FHA insured mortgages support the construction of and preservation of rental housing. So if some of the policies that Republican lawmakers espouse were adopted under Ben Carson and the incoming Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, these programs could be at risk. Also, Jamie, important to note, decades ago, the government did charge Fred Trump and the company with federal housing discrimination.
All right. Who is supporting Dr. Carson and what do they say he could bring to the position, Cindy?
Well, so far, not a lot of New York City politicians. Local electeds have been sending out press releases criticizing his nomination. But those that need to work with HUD are more measured. I've heard from some in the affordable housing industry that maybe Carson coming in without a policy background means he won't be constrained by negative perceptions and he'll think more creatively to address the housing crisis, not just in New York City, but across the country.
And Janet?
Well, mortgage originators have been complaining for a long time since the financial crisis that there's too much paperwork. So I do think that there's some hopefulness that Carson will help reduce that.
Can't get much worse. All right, ladies, thank you so much. I've been speaking with WMYC reporters Janet Babin and Cindy Rodriguez. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.